Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and it's day two of OggCamp and I'm here with the Free Software Foundation, Sam Tuck. Is that correct?
Free Software Foundation Europe, yeah.
And what's the difference between the Free Software Foundation and the Free Software Foundation Europe?
So FSFE, the Free Software Foundation Europe, is the sister organization of the FSF. And we're based in Europe. We tend to focus more on European issues. And we have a base in several different European countries. We're in regular communication with the Free Software Foundation in the States, but we are independent and European-centric.
So I imagine the legal ramifications of being in the UK as opposed to Germany, as opposed to the Netherlands, poses a bit of a problem when you come to, when you're talking about free software. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
In terms of fighting legal battles,
yes,
in Britain? Yeah, absolutely. There are different concerns in Britain, for instance, because we have laws which affect, for instance, particularly procurement in public sector, and different policies and approaches that our government has, which isn't necessarily affected by policies in Brussels or policies in other European countries. And our European base, we have an office here in Manchester. We try and keep a close eye on particularly threats to free software in the UK, and try and raise it on political agendas. We've been in discussion with the Home Office in the last couple of months about changes to procurement policy, for instance, for government departments here in the UK. And we've helped to write a document called Open Source Options for Government, which hopefully in the future will be used by UK public bodies as a guide for choosing free software alternatives to typically used proprietary software, everything from databases to document management to collaborative tools and so on and so forth.
So what's the main role of the organisation?
In Europe as a whole?
Yeah, and in the UK.
So we fight for awareness and use of free software in as many ways as we can, effectively. And that covers a pretty broad range of activities, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of community work. We have local groups in cities that meet regularly and focus on issues in that particular place, like contacting local councils, for instance. In Manchester, I've been in contact with candidates at the last election, for instance, trying to get free software discussed and, again, become more of a political issue on a local level. Also, we've had a lot of people contacting us, community members, lately about things like library closures and how free software can be used to by library services to improve outreach for less money, or improve the services and the materials that are made available by a local library by using free software services and things like that. And also, as I've been mentioning earlier, it also involves a lot of procurement stuff, both in Britain and particularly at a European level, where we have representatives of FSFE more or less permanently stationed in Brussels, who are working with the European Parliament, working with the European Commission, often being involved in high-profile court cases related to free software in different European countries. We were recently in court over this case of AVM versus Cybits, which was quite a high-profile case occurring in Germany, in which the GPL was effectively being threatened by a company claiming that another company wasn't allowed to redistribute modifications that they'd made to the Linux kernel. And we were working with GPLviolations.org, we had representatives in that case trying to achieve the best outcome for free software, effectively.
Yeah, so it seems to be more a political organization than a legal
very much
organization.
Yeah, well, we
pushing
have
for change, basically.
Yeah, pushing for change. We have a legal team called the Freedom Task Force, and that's actually the biggest network of free software related lawyers in the world. And we have that group, that part of FSFE, has events and conferences. So we do focus on legal issues a lot, but yeah, it's the politics. It's all about freedom, basically, for us, and that is a political issue, we try to raise it wherever we can.
Okay. So we have a lot of people listening from across Europe, I guess, as well. I live in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So can I join your organization?
Absolutely. In fact, anybody from any country globally can join the organization. Free Software Foundation Europe has quite a few members from the United States, actually, and different people have different motivations for joining FSFE when they're not based in Europe, but I think there's a lot of people who are very keen to see things like software patents not getting a firm hold in Europe, even when they're not living in Europe, because they know it will affect them, people they know, and their work, especially if they're publishing internationally, which most software developers do, of course, these days.
Okay, fantastic. And you know, how can I help? How can I contribute?
Well, joining our fellowship program would be the best way. We have 1,000 fellows approximately in Europe right now, all over the place. And when you're a fellow, it's just a great way to support the organization and become part of a community of software activists, effectively. Some of our fellows don't get involved at all with local activities. They just want to be able to support the organization with a donation. But some of them get heavily involved and have their own business cards from FSFE, organize local groups, campaign locally. We have a campaign called pdfreaders.org, which is about trying to raise awareness of alternatives to proprietary software readers and also raise awareness of the fact that PDF is an open standard. It's an important issue, particularly for government documents and so on. And that campaign was originally started by a fellowship group, not by our organization centrally. And that's a great example of how individuals can work within the framework of FSFE to promote freedom. And we really encourage that.
Okay, fantastic. Can you give us the link for your website?
Absolutely, fsfe.org. And if you're a UK listener, then fsfe.org/UK. There's UK-specific news and events on there, and there are other community teams as well. So wherever you're from, have a look, see if there's news particularly relevant to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam. There'll be a link in the show notes to this episode with all the sites that we've talked about today. Okay, thank you very much, and tune in tomorrow for another episode of Hacker Pulse.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.